And now the KSL in-depth, as we've been reporting, a federal court has dismissed a Utah lawsuit challenging the expansion of Bears Ears and Grand Staircase National Monuments. It restores the monuments to their original boundaries established by the Clinton and Obama administrations. Joining me on the KSL Newsline, Steve Block, legal director of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. So, Steve, I guess for you, this would be a happy Friday, yes?
Oh, it is for sure, Jeff. We're thrilled with today's decision, which, as you said, is going to keep these monuments in place, keep places that Utahns and all Americans treasure safe.
Is it fair that these monuments have been treated as accordions over the past few decades? I mean, they seem to expand and contract and expand at will at this point.
No, you know, actually, I don't think that that's correct. I mean, what we saw in the Trump administration was really an unprecedented attack on these monuments. And, you know, the state of Utah had previously sued about the Grand Staircase Escalante and lost. President Trump's attack on the staircase and attack on Bears Ears was unlike anything we'd seen before. And I feel like that kind of narrative we're hearing from the governor's office and from others, you know, that's just really unfounded. The president's use of the Antiquities Act time and time again has been upheld in federal courts, and that's exactly what we saw this afternoon.
Which is something that the judge noted in his 28-page ruling. But probably by the time you were done reading it, the state of Utah, the attorney general, said already that Utah's planning an appeal. The governor is saying this is going to end up before the before the U.S. Supreme Court. Do you think it's going there?
Well, I mean, that's what they've said from the get-go, was that their intention was to try and essentially undo the Antiquities Act. It's a 115-year-old law that Congress passed that allows presidents to establish national monuments, safeguard these remarkable federal lands and the objects that are in them. We know that the majority of Utahns support the protection of national monuments, and we're really disappointed that the governor and the attorney general are following through with their threat.
Thanks so much, Steve Block, the legal director of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.